Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we do the last three hadiths of the chapter on humility and being lenient with the fellow Muslims. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, ma ba'atallahu nabiyan illa ra'al ghanam, qal ashabuhu wa anta faqala na'am, kuntu ar'aha ala qararita li ahli Makkah, rawahu al-Bukhari. This hadith came before. We'll just do a brief refresher. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every messenger whom Allah ta'ala sent herded sheep. So the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you as well. In other words, they were surprised that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was herding sheep. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, I used to herd sheep in exchange for a few qirat for the people of Makkah. This qirat was some small, simple amount of money. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get that. And in exchange for that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the people of Makkah, you'll herd sheep. And we explained that this, looking after that sheep, creates humility in a person. Person has to worry about this. Every sheep, where it's going, has to follow it. Different sheep go in different directions. When a person is one of the hikmats, one of the wisdoms of working with sheep, Allah ta'ala made every Nabi work, is that when they have to work now with their people, already they used to working with people with different temperaments. One sheep wants to run that side, one wants to go this side. So it requires a lot of patience also. And the other thing also, it's not a very rewarding work. So the Anbiya alayhi salam already thought that the reward for you is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look for the reward from the people. Also you look at the characteristics of a sheep. It is very tame. It is very, so to speak, humble. He doesn't make a lot of noise, he doesn't scream, he's not very arrogant. So it's also a sign that when you are staying with the company of that sheep, the effect of the sheep also must be in you. Humble, humility, person must express it. So this is from amongst the hikmat why Allah Ta'ala made Anbiya alayhi salam in the early days herd sheep so that these qualities can come into them before they have to herd and look after the ummah that they were sent to. The next hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال, لو دعيت إلى كراع أو ذراع لأجبت ولو أهدي إلي ذراع أو كراع لقبلت, رواه البخاري. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if I were invited for a meal in which a trotter or a shoulder of an animal was served, I would accept the invitation, and if I were given a trotter or a shoulder as a gift, I would accept it. Here again we see that the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even if something that was not regarded as something that was very valuable, the paya, who looks at it? In fact, many people, when the qurbani is done, they just give it away. It's something that's completely insignificant. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if I was given it, I would accept it. And if I was invited to a meal where this was being served, paya was served, I'll go for that meal also, showing humility. Not that it must be a five course, it must be in a very big hall, it must be situated in a place where it's extravagant, then only I'll accept it. Simple meal, if it is a trotter also, I would accept it. This is an indication of the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another lesson we learn from this particular hadith is that gifts don't have to be expensive. That a gift doesn't have to be expensive at all. Sometimes we think, no, this gift is too cheap to give it. What will the person think of it? Or somebody gives us a cheap gift, then we get offended that why this gift is so cheap. Look at this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that even if it is paya, there's nothing to feel offended about. This is a sign of a humility. A person has got humility in himself that he's happy to give something that is of even cheap. Not that he deliberately goes around looking for cheap things, but he's happy to give it and happy to accept it. When you've got a culture like this, then you find it's even easy for the poor to give. It's even easy for the poor to give the rich, and it will even be easy for those that are less fortunate in any way to be able to also share in giving gifts. Otherwise, we make it very difficult if the standard has to be very high, that we only receive expensive things. Then those that are poor and less fortunate, how difficult it will be for them to participate in a Mubarak Sunnah of Hadiyah, of giving gifts. We'll finish off this chapter. There's one more short hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, فَسَبَقَهَا فَشَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ حَتَّى عَرَفَهُ فَقَالَ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يَرْتَفِعَ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا وَضَعَهُ, رواه البخاري. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a camel called Al-Atba. This was the name of the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kanat naqatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Al-Atba. So this was the name. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would have animals, and then the animals had names. Sometimes how the person has few cars, he say, no, today I'm going with a Corolla. Or tomorrow he'll say, no, I'm going with a VW. So like that, that animals also had names. You know exactly which animal was being referred to. So one camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this camel's name was Adba. And it could not be outrun in a race, or it could hardly be outrun. It was so swift. This camel was very, very fast. And obviously the Muslims were happy about it, because this was the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other camel could beat it. So they were happy that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's camel was like this. So on one occasion, a Bedouin came on his camel and he outrun the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He beat it. So this hurt the Muslims. You know, when you got love for somebody and you see now that they, something of theirs lost. For example, a person, it's not a good example, but we understand this example. A person likes a certain soccer team and he's passionate about soccer team, and that soccer team loses, how does he feel? Sometimes people go into depression for days that our team lost. And our team was like one of the best teams and we never expected it to lose, but yet it lost. Here when Bedouin came and he outrun the animal of Rasulullah. So out of love, this hurts Sahaba, out of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that was associated with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also had love for that thing also. So this hurt them that the animal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outrun. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he noticed this, that the Sahaba are getting affected by this. This is a dunya thing, that one animal beat my animal. This is a dunya thing. It didn't affect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all. But when he noticed that Sahaba are getting affected by what happened, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained to them something very, very beautiful for us to remember, that it is the right of Allah Ta'ala that nothing becomes elevated in this world, as far as the dunya is concerned. Nothing becomes elevated in this world without Allah Ta'ala lowering it. There's no team that can remain the best team forever. There's no country that can remain the strongest country forever. There's no person can remain the strongest person forever. There's no person that can claim to be the most powerful person forever. They will have their peaks, and then it's a system of Allah Ta'ala in this world that he'll drop it. So nobody should ever have pride. That is why it comes under this chapter. There's no question about having pride. It's all about humility. Today you maybe think you're elevated, tomorrow you'll be dropped. Look at the powerful people of yesterday. Look at the fastest runners of yesterday. Look at the best teams of yesterday. Where are they today? Many of them are non-existent. Many of those people that were the most powerful yesterday are lying in hospitals today. Some are lying in the khabar. Some are lying in other places. But no one remains powerful. No one remains wealthiest forever. It's just a cycle that continues. So we shouldn't be carried away. Even though we may be in a situation now of power, tomorrow we'll be in a situation where absolutely no power. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, bringing humility in our life, such important quality. When a person has got humility in his life, then he becomes an asset to asset to his family, asset to his neighbors, asset to his staff, asset to his community. When a person has got arrogance in his life, then at the same time he becomes a disservice to himself, he becomes a disservice to his family, disservice to his community, and disservice to the whole ummah. So therefore humility is such a beautiful quality for us to bring into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.